Well, hello everybody out there in video land. Thank y'all for tuning in and watching. Glad y'all come to hear God's word. Sure am glad to see all of y'all too come to hear God's word. That's a blessing. It's an encouragement. So last week we left off in the book of Jude on verse 8, and we've been on verse 8 for a little time now. But verse 8 says, in the book of Jude, he says, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Jude has been comparing the actions of the ungodly men that had crept in and settled among his brethren to different teachings of God's word. It's very important that we be able to do this. When we want to live godly, then we need to seek God. And through his word, we can. Jude was pointing his brethren to God's word. And Jude is doing the same thing for you and me every time you read the book of Jude. Now, we have spoken extensively on the word defile, and we have learned that it means to sully or taint. Our flesh is defiled. It is soiled. It is not clean in God's eyes. And I don't care how many times you get baptized in water, you're not going to get it clean enough to come into God's house. Baptism is not what saves you. Water baptism is not what saves you, folks. These old fleshly bodies come from the dust. Job 34:15 says, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust. Psalms 103:14 says, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are all dust. Ecclesiastes 3:20, all go unto one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Y'all remember what God formed Adam from? The dust of the earth. Water baptism is not what saves you, folks. And if you are putting your faith in that to get you clean enough to live with the Lord for eternity, then you are still covered in your sins in the eyes of the Lord. Sometimes when my wife and I go out to eat, we might go to a Mexican restaurant, and my wife can tell you that I'm a big fan of chips and salsa. Sometimes when I'm getting me a big old scoop of salsa on a chip, I proceed to put the bite on it, as my dad used to say. That salsa, for some reason, wants to jump off that chip and onto my shirt. When I grab a napkin and start to wipe it off my shirt, that salsa just gets smeared all around on my shirt, making the spot bigger. Our flesh comes from the dust. When we try to save ourselves through water baptism, in the sight of the Lord, you are just smearing the dust around, making the spot bigger, because you have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. When it comes to our salvation, folks, anything taught other than the gospel of Christ is just smearing the spot around, making it bigger. What can take away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's right. Our sins are not forgiven by water baptism, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Water baptism is showing that you identify as someone who trusts in the death of Christ for forgiveness of your sins. It is a profession of your faith. And that's simply what, that's all it is. Now, back in our text, not only were these ungodly men defiling the flesh like those in Sodom and Gomorrah and their surrounding cities, but verse 8 of Jude says, they despise dominion. They despise dominion. The word despise used here comes from the Greek word athetēo. Athetēo. It is spelled A-T-H-E-T-E-O. And it gives us the idea of rejecting. Rejecting. The word dominion comes from the Greek word kuriatos. 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 It is spelled K-U-R-I-O-T-E-S. And it means ruler or government, someone in authority. So these ungodly men not only defiled the flesh, but they rejected those placed in authority. They rejected their rulers. They rejected their government. We can compare this verse to verse 6 of Jude, which says, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. God is the one who created those angels. Those angels were created for a purpose. They were to serve God. These ungodly men that Jude has been talking about, they were created by God, and they were to serve God as well. But they, like these angels, chose to despise dominion. They chose to reject God as their ruler and king. And thus the consequences will be everlasting chains under darkness when the great day of judgment comes. Colossians 1:16 says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Colossians 1:17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. God is the reason you and I were created. God is the reason when you look outside, you see those trees. God created those trees. It says visible and invisible. God created the air that you breathe. The air is invisible. You can't see it, but you know it's there. Every time you breathe in and breathe out, God blessed you with the lungs to do that. God blessed you with the heart that pumps that blood through your body. God created all things. All things were created by God, by him and for him. God created you for a purpose. God created me for a purpose. And I pray each and every one of you here today fulfill that purpose that God created you for. It's not too late. If you're thinking, well, it's just too late, I can't fulfill it. God has got you. You're still alive. There's still a chance to fulfill that purpose, whatever it may be. God created you to fulfill a purpose. That purpose is to serve God. Miss Faye, this morning, or this afternoon, a while ago, she was pushing a lady, bringing her here to church. Woo! Man, that was exciting stuff. I love to see people bringing other people to church. That's just wonderful. That's just a blessing right there. Y'all can bring people with you. They need to hear God's word just as much as I need to hear God's word. I love God's word. This man wanted a Bible earlier. God's word. That's what this is, folks. This is God's word. Man promised me he's going to read it. Here you go. We're going to get them. Anybody who wants, and I'll make that offer to anybody, I'll do it. The very first day here, I told y'all, if y'all want a Bible, if you don't have a Bible and you will read it, guess what? Brother Doug's going to do his best and his wife are going to do their best to make sure that you get a Bible in your hand. Now, so far, praise God, this is the third one we've been able to give out. And I mean, that just gives me, woo, that's exciting stuff to me. That's a blessing that I just, if y'all want one, you let me know. You just promise me you'll read it and we'll get it to you. God wants you to know Him. And how do you come to know God? Through this right here. That's right, brother. That's right. Through this right here is how you come to know God. God didn't give you His Word to sit there and make it use as a paperweight to hold papers down. That's right. God gave it to you to read it. Some things you may not understand. But eventually, if you talk to God and ask Him, Lord, show me. I don't understand this, Lord. God knows your heart. If you want to know God's Word, if you want to know what He's saying, I can promise you God will show you. It's just such a blessing. It's a blessing to know God's Word. I get this. There's no better book in the world, in my opinion. And that's the only one that matters. No, just kidding. All right. Our world is in terrible, it's in a terrible mess, folks. This world is in a terrible mess. If you don't believe that, just look at what's going on. Sin is running rampant. And our government is the way, and the way our government is now is not by accident. It's not by accident. Everything that is happening is not hidden from the Lord. Everything that is happening right now is not hidden from the Lord Almighty. God sees what's going on. When mankind fell in the Garden of Eden, it was not a surprise to God. God knew what was going on then, and He knows what is going on now. Job 24:1 says, "Why, seeing times are not hidden from the Almighty, do they that know Him not see His days?" God knows what's happening. God knows what you're doing right now. God knows what you're going to do when you leave here. Nothing is hidden from God. Everything that's going on right now, everything that's so unsettled in the world, all the wars, the corruption of government, all that stuff is part of God's plan. I promise you, God knows what's going on. When Adam and Eve fell in the garden and God came to call Adam and Eve, He knew where they were. They were hiding, and He knew exactly where they were hiding. God knew that they were going to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil before they ate it. He told them not to do it. He knew they were going to do it. God knows. Right now, God knows what's happening. It's part of God's plan. So don't be dismayed. Don't get scared, Christian. I want to encourage you that God knows what's happening. Don't be afraid of the communists taking over. Don't be afraid of whoever's going to do what. Because God will allow what He's going to allow. If it's part of God's plan, it's going to happen. And ungodly people will continue to vote for an ungodly ruler. When the children of Israel were ruled by God, they looked around them and they saw all the other Gentiles the non-Jewish people, they saw them were being, they were being ruled by other people other than God. And they said, well, we don't want to be ruled by God no more. We want you to appoint a ruler over us, God. God tried to tell them. They wouldn't listen. They still wanted somebody other than God to rule over them. Folks, don't be that way. Look to God to be your guidance. Look to God to be your king. Look to God to be your savior. Look to God, your creator, the one who loves you, that wants you to come back home. Look to God. And ungodly people will continue to vote for an ungodly ruler. And as long as they're voting for ungodly rulers, guess what? We're going to have ungodly rulers. They will continue to despise dominion even when they are face to face with their judge, their creator. But to those of us who know Christ as our king, our sovereign ruler and authority, do not despise dominion, because it is all a part of God's plan. It is part of God's plan. Everybody that's over us, God is the one that allows that to happen. Don't talk bad about all these people above you. That's part of God's plan. Just keep your eyes on the cross, folks. Keep your eyes on the cross. Keep your eyes on God. It may seem bleak right now. It may seem hopeless, but it's not, because it's part of God's plan. God is in control. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." What you're seeing going on out in the whole world nowadays, you keep the faith. You keep your eyes on God. Don't lose hope. Let's close today by reading 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verses 13 through 16. 1 Timothy, and I got you marked too, Don. There you go. 1 Timothy chapter 6. This is chapter 6. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be reading verses 13 right here. Mm-hmm. Down to, well, I got 16. Mm-hmm. You got it, Thomas? Got mm-hmm. you, Mark? You got it, John? Mm-hmm. All right, good. Now let me get there. 1 Timothy chapter 6, 13 through 16. Paul writes to Timothy here, and he says, "I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ." Things look bleak right now, folks. But there's coming a day when all this is going to be no more. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords is coming back to take care of all this mess. Verse 16, verse 15, "which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen." Don't despise dominion. Don't despise dominion. It's part of God's plan. These ungodly men that Jude is talking about, they not only defiled the flesh. And one thing I was thinking about that, they defiled the flesh, but they didn't preach against it. They did not preach against defiling the flesh. They just went out and did it. I want to preach against defiling the flesh. That's why I told you that we're all born in sinners. We all have a defiled flesh. These people, these ungodly people, didn't preach. I don't believe they preached against that. That's not written down in specific somewhere, but that's my opinion. So I'm going to leave it at that. These ungodly people, they despise dominion. So we're going to leave it right there until next week. I sure thank y'all for coming. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we sure thank you so much, Lord, for all that you do. Lord, for all you do is good, Lord. We thank you for your blessings that you bestow upon us, Father. Lord, we sure thank you. We're so thankful, Lord, for helping Miss Faye get to feeling better, Lord, and Brother Thomas, Lord, feeling better. John, Lord, we just want to pray for each and every person that's here, Lord, and their health issues, Father. And Lord, we pray that your perfect will be done in each and every person's life here today, Father. We just pray, Lord, that you would just show them what you want them to do, Lord, to help them serve you, Father. And we know that's in your word, and we just pray that they'll read your Bibles, Lord, and they'll just grow closer to you and to just want to get excited about reading your word, Lord. Your word is such a blessing, Lord. We thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for your word, and we thank you for Jesus, Lord. Thank you for our Savior, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for one here who's not 100% sure, Father, that they're saved, Lord, that they would get with somebody who is saved, Father, or pull me to the side, or pull somebody to the side and get that straightened out, Lord. Somebody that can point them to Christ, Father. We thank you for Jesus so much, Lord. Thank you for the one who took our place on that cross, Lord, and died for our sins, Father. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name today, Lord. Amen.